Sage, salutuanosis. Sage, sagubon, sagubele, tatna.
Sage,
sage, salutuanamatu.
Sage,
sagubon, sagubele,
tatna. That was Ladysmith Black Mambazo. Ladysmith Black Mambazo, a choir from South Africa. It's the same choir that Paul Simon did the album Graceland with. So that was their song Halala South Africa, or A Long Walk to Freedom. So South Africa, I'm in South Africa now. Southern Hemisphere, first time for me being in the Southern Hemisphere. The normal thing to do, I think I saw on a Michael Palin documentary, is that when you cross over to the Southern Hemisphere for the first time, there's a whole bunch of stuff that has to happen to you, including egg being smashed on your face. Well, I didn't have an egg smashed on my face, but big moment, Southern Hemisphere, first time. I did have a gigantic egg, a single egg, with a very white, not a yellow yolk, a very white yolk for breakfast in the flight that went from Nairobi to Kenya, Nairobi to Johannesburg. I'm in Johannesburg now. Two breakfasts I've eaten today, and a strange Indian lunch, a sweet Indian lunch from a Pakistani restaurant across the road from the office that I was. So, what of Johannesburg? Johannesburg is, it's like a 1980s versions of Marseille. It's like an older Marseille. I haven't been to Marseille in the 1980s. I've been to Marseille recently, but Marseille's, there's an area of Marseille's where there's a lot of African-American people. Black people, for want of a better word. And the entire landscape is brownish and warm, like it's been through one of the filters on Instagram. It's cold, but not too cold. The people are... it seems strange because there's enough Caucasian people that you think, oh, maybe I'm in Europe, and you'd approach them in the same way that you'd approach people in Europe. And there's many more. There would be 80% blacks as well, which sort of puts you in an area of Marseille's, because there are areas of Marseille's like that. The people are disinterested, but not unhelpful. I think that's because there's so many Indians in the area, and I guess we're not a unique thing anymore. There are fences everywhere. There's barbed wire everywhere. We were told by the people who run the guest house, Peter and Hester. Peter spelled in the Russian way of spelling Peter, P-I-E-T-E-R, and Hester, not Esther as in Esther Williams, but Hester as in H-E-S-T-E-R. There is someone called H-E-S-T-A-A, some Greek goddess. I don't know who that is. So, yeah, not that Hester, not what I think might be a Greek goddess. Maybe I'm thinking of Vesta, not Hester. Vesta was the goddess of hearth and household. She should have been Vesta, because she is, the goddess of the hearth and household, as it is. It's not the same, you know, welcome everybody into our house as some bed breakfast in England. They're a little bit more contractual, but they're nice people. So, Peter... interrupted myself in the middle of the sentence. Peter told us not to touch the fences because they're electrified fences with 10,000 volts or some such nonsense. And even on the road, there were fences on both sides of the road. So I've never seen, I've never gone down a highway where the highway is fenced off, electrified fenced off. Apartheid is very much a thing of the past, though that is true. It's the blacks who use the public transport, it's the blacks who use the buses or the railway stations. You won't even find Indians traveling on that, because it's said to be dangerous, or people say it's uncomfortable. So is there apartheid now? No, it's not strict, but people keep to themselves, and the whites seem to fence themselves in. I don't know whether this is a fair picture that I'm painting. It might change entirely. Was the apartheid there to start with just for the people who are in rule just for their own safety? Was that the reason? I don't know. I don't want to make big comments in the society because it could be entirely unfair of me and I don't know what's going on. So, yeah, that's the way it is. People here drive at 120 kilometers per hour, but yet you see these three-wheeler pickups. There seems to be a huge chain called Pick and Carry, I guess, which seems to be home delivery from grocery shops to your home. And they're using these three-wheeler pickups, which can only travel at 70 kilometers per hour. So a strange thing there. That's it from Ronan in South Africa. First time. More to you coming in soon. So here's some more Ladyship Black Mimosa for you guys.
Well done, carry on.